USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Busloads of protesters are already chanting and demonstrating near Capitol Hill as Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh is going to be testifying shortly in the Senate, expected to refute allegations from Christine Blasey Ford, who's also scheduled to testify separately. She's the first woman to issue sexual misconduct accusations against the nominee. This morning, White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders says,
where it used to be that you were innocent until proven guilty, and now an accusation is made and it destroys somebody's life, whether it's real or not.
She was speaking this morning on NBC's Today show. President Trump telling reporters yesterday he'll be watching the hearing today, and he's not ruling out withdrawing Kavanaugh's nomination.
I'm going to see what happens tomorrow. I'm going to be watching. You know, believe it or not, I'm going to see what's said.
USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
The family of the man shot and killed by an off-duty Dallas police officer now suing the former cop and the city of Dallas. Officer Amber Geiger shot the man in his own apartment earlier this month. Geiger says she thought she'd entered her own apartment, and she shot the 26-year-old unarmed black man thinking he was an intruder. McDonald's is taking preservatives out of most of its burgers now. The company saying yesterday that classic burgers like the Big Mac and Quarter Pounder are now free from artificial flavors, preservatives, and colors. But you may want to hold the pickle because that's still made with an artificial preservative. Google turning 20 years old today, the company that started out as a simple internet search engine evolving into one of the world's most influential businesses. It recently became valued at over $700 billion. By the way, we're online at usaradio.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
6 weeks before the midterm elections, and voter enthusiasm is at its highest level for a midterm in more than two decades, according to the Pew Research Center study that finds 72% of registered voters say that which party will control Congress is going to be a factor in their votes. Democrats holding a 10-point lead over Republicans overall on a generic ballot. If the election were today, 52% of registered voters in this survey say they would vote for the Democrat, 42% saying they would vote for the Republican. Two-thirds of Democratic voters say they're more enthusiastic than usual about voting. The number is about 59% for Republicans. Uber is paying $148 million to settle a 2016 data breach. The national settlement was announced yesterday by California's Attorney General and the San Francisco DA. They say California is getting 18% of it, or $26 million of that total. Uber waited a year to report the hack, which exposed the personal information of 57 million customers and drivers over several states. The delay violated California law requiring immediate notification, and when it took action, the other states signed on to the lawsuit. You can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.